Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So much fake news, so little timely.
I know it.
Okay, so the Chiron on Fox News is Democrats talk about underperformance in Tennessee House seat. That is fake news. The story, well, the lie, the hoax they're telling, is that massive underperformance by Republicans in this Tennessee House seat. Donald Trump won it by 22 points. And yet we just had a Republican, yes, did win it, but only by like 10 points. Mm-hmm. So massive underperformance. Yeah. So, everybody's mad at Trump. They hate Trump. And, yes, they hate Republicans. They're failing. We're going to kick it in the midterms. No, the generic ballot for that district is between 9 and 10 points. What does that mean? If you run a generic Republican and generic Democrat, right, that Republican is going to win between 9 and 10 points exactly as this new member, yep, of Congress just did.
Yep.
Well, but Trump got 22. He won by 22 there. Yes, this is an off election, yeah, in the dead of winter on December 2nd.
Yeah, it's a special election. I, yes, mean, that even further narrows it down.
You cannot compare. This is not apples to apples. No. This is a low turnout election where only the most motivated win, and the district ended up exactly as it should have. So if you want to take, anything away from this, and look, I ran campaigns. I know how to read a poll. I ran a statewide, learn more from the ones I lost than the ones I won. But I'm here to tell you there is not a story here. This is not a story. The only story you want to take something away is this. This is nothing to do with Trump. Trump pulls Democrat vote like nobody else, and independent vote, truly independent vote, like nobody else in the Republican Party. And when he's not on the ballot, Republicans perform as expected. Not badly, as expected by registration. That's it. That's all you could say. There's no failure here. There's no message here from the electorate. There's no, we don't like Trump. There's none of that. If there is a message, it's that the public distinguishes between Trump and the posers in the GOP who pretend to be pro-MAGA.
Yeah.
But you know, and I've demonstrated to you in so many ways, they're actually undermining the Trump agenda. That's why he has to do everything with executive orders and can't get anything through Congress, and why they are doing absolutely jack right now. We should be codifying all of these executive orders, and the Republicans are doing absolutely nothing. And the public's figured it out. Yeah. That's all it means. So it splits along normal partisan lines. What does this mean? It means when Trump's not on the ballot, we're going to go head and head with the Democrats again. They are not a defeated party. And I've been telling you this for a while. It's just Trump was he could take them on, but the rest of the party has not figured out the formula. So that's where we are.
Nor are they likely to.
No, they don't want to. There's still enough Bush influence, big,
yes,
big open borders,
yeah,
all those tax bills passed during the Bush era, which incentivized moving your business offshore. I mean, the absolute decimation of American sovereignty, all of that stuff. There's still enough of those Bush clubbers in the Republican Party that's why they can't move this stuff. There's good people, too,
yeah,
really good people who've,
yeah,
come in more recent years But unfortunately, we still got the stalwarts. We just have to wait for them to die off or retire. I mean, that's kind of where we are, and we don't have time for it, unfortunately. But that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, watch this. We are now finding out, actually, the stock market is finding out why it is that that evil little elf, Anthony Fauci, got that pardon for old crimes he might have committed going back to 2012. The only other person who got a pardon going covering that amount of space was Hunter Biden, who was involved with the same entity, oddly, the Wuhan lab. Mm-hmm. Anthony Fauci was involved with it through funneling money to our worst enemy on earth. I don't know why he's not in prison. And Hunter Biden was involved through the creation of Metabiota, where he got, out of nowhere, $30 million in startup money to fund Metabiota, the only company allowed to do business inside the Wuhan lab, which is weird because it's a Chinese People's Liberation Army military lab. So I don't know what they're doing there. But I have a feeling I'd be really mad about it. Yeah. So both of them, oddly, got pardons from Joe Biden covering almost exactly the same time period.
Gee, I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Totally. I'm sure. No, I'm sure. Yeah. Then Anthony Fauci got a full-time security detail of five and a government vehicle to ferry him around in for his protection. Wonder what Biden thought he'd have to be protected from.
Yeah. Good question, Tara.
Well, stock market found out some of those answers yesterday, and we saw pharma stocks tank yesterday. And this is probably only the beginning. I don't know how much longer Washington Post and New York Times can lie and protect them. When you find out that at least 10 children were killed by that COVID shot in a memo by the top vaccine regulator at the FDA, and that that number is likely the only the tip of the iceberg, there's probably a lot more, and he wrote it in the memo, oops. That wasn't supposed to be possible. And we actually have the FDA in a memo admitting this shot killed children. Now, you want to know the really bad part about this? And here's the bad part. They didn't release the memo. It leaked. They weren't going to tell us. They were going to let parents walk in there and ask for that shot for their kids. It's not part of the schedule anymore, but it doesn't matter. Pediatricians can still recommend it if they want, and parents can still walk in and get it. They weren't going to tell us. Golly. So if you're reading about this in New York Times and the Washington Post, they at least didn't black it out. They did report that the memo existed and that it came out, that it leaked, which to me gives it more credibility. And then they went to their usuals, Peter Hotez, Dr. Peter Marks, Dr. Paul Offit. They're all paid hacks, spokespeople for the pharmaceutical industry who are like, we want to see the data. Yeah, I do too.
Of course, any other time they'd be criticizing Big Pharma, but you know.
Yeah. According to the memo that leaked, the 10 child deaths from the COVID vaccine, quote, certainly an underestimate due to underreporting and inherent bias in attribution. So can't wait to find out what those numbers are. In fact, I'd like to know the deaths. Yeah, I don't know, 18 to 35. That'd be cool. I bet those are horrendous. So the truth is beginning to come out. And yesterday we saw the beginning of what that looks like with the tanking of the pharmaceutical stocks.
In other words, the money is coming to an end.
Yeah. And this is only the beginning. And I think this is going to get a lot worse for the pharmaceutical industry. My ultimate hope is, and I've been worried about this for a while, that they don't get that mRNA shot out for the flu. Because I know what they're doing. They're trying to get the mRNA shot. Because that's the problem with the COVID vaccine. It's an mRNA shot. There is a reason we've had mRNA technology for years, but never brought it to market. It's too dangerous. And you couldn't get it approved without an emergency use authorization, which said, hey, trials, what trials? Hey, just put it in somebody's arm. We'll see how it goes. Well, it didn't go so well for those kids. It didn't go so well. They lied bigly. And I can't, I want to know what the number is. I bet it's high. I bet it's really high. I bet worldwide, probably thousands of children are dead. Now think about what that period was like. We have the FBI censoring anything negative about the COVID shot. We have the CDC flat out lying about it. Remember when they were saying 96% effective, totally safe?
Yeah.
And remember another leaked memo. This was during the Biden administration. Another leaked memo came out and it was their own internal stuff. And they're talking about, yeah, it's not 96% effective. In fact, you're slightly more likely to get COVID if you take it. And they had to get called into CNN Wolf Blitzer Rochelle Walensky and explain, well, wait a minute, weren't you on Monday telling me it was 96%? And she's like, oh, yeah, I just take it anyway. It doesn't really work and you'll probably get COVID. But hey, the symptoms will be less. Well, yes, because I'll be dead in some cases. So when you look at what's going on online right now, I retweeted some of this morning. The beginning of the end for these companies is coming. It's going to come slowly. The truth always does out, though. Dr. Mary Talley Bowden is out there this morning with Freedom Council. And she tweets, if you were injured by the shots and your provider did not report it to VAERS, that is the federal government tracking system, you can sue. So if you were injured by the shot, someone in your family was killed by the shot, these people are all over the text line. Every time I talk about this, I guarantee I'm going to text line now. It's people all over. My aunt died. My mom died. Everybody, she died next day after the shot. It's all over the place. Had a heart attack, blah, blah, blah. And you need to call your doctor and say, did you report my shot injury to VAERS? If they did not, sue them. And that's what you can do. And Freedom Council can help you. Because this is the only way we're going to put this to an end, Lee. Because right now, they are running the trials for the mRNA flu shot. And all of these poor people who get the flu shot every year, they just go to the doctor and say, I want the flu shot. The doctor's going to give them an mRNA shot. If we don't stop it. It's in trial right now. And we got to stop this. We got to have an honest conversation about mRNA because every day people get these in their arm. And it's not good. It's not good. By the way, the other reason those stocks are down, the mRNA shot trials not going well at all. They have to vaccinate 300 people with that thing to stop one flu case. And the adverse events, which could be anything from, you know, a headache to death. The adverse events, 6 times the number of cases prevented. 6 times. Until now, I wrote articles about vaccines, investigative report. No, vaccine like that, get laughed right out of the FDA. Wouldn't it be approved? Until the Fauci era. Which, again, is why he had to have the blanket criminal pardon covering a decade. And the security team to protect him from the families of those the shot killed. But all that's going to come out. This is the beginning of it. And I love watching those pharma stocks take a beat down because it's only the beginning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, so Jesse Waters kind of nailing this about the Somali situation. I've been waiting for somebody to figure this out. Because the media has been treating what is obviously a nationwide Democrat fraud problem as if it's unique to Somali immigrants and Minnesota. It is not. And when you see state employees saying, listen, for like a decade, we've been screaming, about this, and particularly in the last 5 years at Tim Walz. And when whistleblowers came forward to say, hey, there's massive fraud here, probably billions of dollars, he punished the whistleblowers. Meanwhile, they lowered the fraud controls. Yes, this is going on in every Democrat state. And Jesse Waters on Fox News, maybe one of the few who gets it.
Somalia, terrible place, civil war. Clinton comes in, Black Hawk down, feels guilty, says the way we're going to do this, we'll just bring them all here, and just starts paroling tens of thousands of Somalians into Minnesota. Now, why Minnesota of all places? It's not warm. It's not like New York City. It's because the Latin American migrants hadn't gotten there yet. So the business community was like, let's send them to Minneapolis because that'll keep profits up and keep the wages down. And then we could all pat ourselves on the back and say diversity is our strength. Right. So everybody gets social security numbers and everybody gets welfare. And they form this huge voting block in the city. I think it's 80,000 Somalians are in the state of Minnesota and they all vote Democrat. And so who figured this whole thing out? Doge. What did we hear in the beginning of the year? That criminals were ripping off nonprofits. They were just stealing money. Dana's right. They happened in New York. It happened in L.A. Remember they had, was it $24 billion for the homeless? You don't think this is happening in every city across the country?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Where the money's going. Democrats are always so worried about inflation and the social welfare net. It's because criminals are stealing it. And they won't do anything about it. And they didn't.
Okay. And that's why we're looking at this wrong. City Journal reporting after interviewing Thompson, who is the federal attorney here. He said, look, these three schemes to steal $1 billion out of Minnesota with the help of Democrat Party officials, because that's what they're doing. They turn the fraud controls down to zero and then turn their back on it. He said the three that we're learning about out of Minnesota, the $1 billion stolen, that's three out of 28. 28 of these fraud schemes that are largely immigrant, largely Somali focused. That's just because the immigrant community there is largely Somali. I guarantee you, this is not just a Somali thing. The Democrats have taught illegals to do this, and their little minion groups sign them up, and they are defrauding the country. It is the answer to the question, folks. You've been listening to me for a long time. I've been saying, how do you bring in 12 million people when there are no jobs? You got to feed them. When the Democrat Party is destroying America from within, primarily destroying the economy, we now know there were entire quarters during the Biden administration where no jobs were created. They lied, remember? They made these job pronouncements, oh, where we create 100,000, 200,000 jobs, and then later they revised it down to zero for the month. Even if they had created the jobs, you can't add 12 million people to the workforce. It's really 25 because that doesn't count the visa overstays. They let 12 million over the open border. Where do you think these people work? Americans are so dumb this way. Oh, under the table. Really? 12 million jobs in 4 years under the table? Really? You believe that? That math does not work. And it really doesn't work for 25 million. By the way, those are just the illegals who visa overstayed. That doesn't count the million that came in a year on visas for a total of four. So now we're up to 30 million. Well, we don't create those kind of jobs. Where do you think these people are? And it's like, and Americans are still walking around repeating Chamber of Commerce talking points. Jobs Americans won't do. Bull. There are no jobs, period. Yeah, the Chamber wants these people to depress the wages. Sure, and some of them have worked under the table. But again, the first time something was really wrong, and I brought it to you and made much of it, was when Center for Immigration Studies did the poll of illegals, and 51% of them said, no, we're not working. Well, how are you eating? There's 12 million of you. Well, 25, counting the visa overstays. Now we know. It's not enough to just defraud the food stamp program. You, folks, you can't enroll 25 million people on a food stamp program, think nobody's going to notice? You got to spread it out. That's what this is. So they defraud the Medicaid program. They turn it into cash. They don't spend it on medicine. They hand it out. So we're talking about, okay, the autism program. Well, that's a program with no fraud controls. So what do you do? Well, for each Somali parent who brings a kid in and says, oh, my kid's autistic, you get between $500 and $1,400 a month. That's what they're living on. And that is why the autism claims to Medicaid in Minnesota went from, get this, 3 million under Trump in 2018, 54 in 2019, 77 million in 2020, 183 million in 21, 279 million in 22, 400 million in 23, and so on. Now we're into $500 million. It's all fake. They're living off of it. The fraud is with the immigrants who took the money. We're focusing on the people at the top. Yeah, they bought Rolls Royces and fancy clothes and mansions in Turkey. And yeah, okay, and a lot of it went to Al-Shabaab. Okay. But that's just the shuffling at the top. The fraud is with the Somalis. And this is why one in 16 Somali children in Minnesota is now diagnosed as having autism. They don't have autism. They're living off your back like leeches. And Tim Walz turned his back and persecuted people who tried to report it. At least 28 fraud scandals have surfaced since Walz was elected in 2019. 28, that's the level of the fraud. This is just three, and it equals $1 billion. This is federal taxpayer money run through the state, most of it. This raises the question, City Journal writes, what happened to all the money? The Somali fraud rings have sent huge sums in remittances or money transfers from Minnesota to Somalia. According to reports, an estimated 40% of households in Somalia get remittances from abroad. 40%. In 2023 alone, the Somali diaspora, that's Somalis living in the U.S., sent back, are you ready for this? In 2023 alone, $1.7 billion. More than the Somali government's budget for that year. That's the level of the theft. So when you're looking at this and you understand something, and I keep saying this to you, federal spending has doubled in the last 4 years. We've gone from a little over 3 million to a little over 7 million. I'm sorry, trillion. A little over 3 trillion, a little over 7. And remember what we did. We printed the money during COVID for those checks, right? To pay people not to work for, it turns out, no reason. And we never stopped spending the money. So we spend it every year now as if we're paying people to stay home. And I said, okay, that's an ungodly amount of money. Where's it going? Somalia. This incentivizes them to leave their homeland and come here. Well, I can come to America, do fraud. Democrats will pay me to vote and I will just send the money home, right? And to stay here. Our investigation reveals for the first time that some of this money's been directed to an even more troubling destination, the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic terror group Al-Shabaab. According to multiple law enforcement sources, Minnesota's Somali community has spent untold millions through a network of hawalas, informal clan-based money traders that have wound up in the coffers of Al-Shabaab. Just one of those networks, according to the Federal Joint Terrorism Task Force, just one out of just Minnesota sent $20 million abroad in a single year. So if you're wondering, wow, you know, we doubled it from like 3.5, 4 trillion to a little over 7 trillion. Where'd that money go? Al-Shabaab, Minnesota, paying off. Folks, and again, I played you the Steve Hilton Fox News investigative reporter clip earlier. One Afghani Uber driver gets $7,000 a month in welfare benefits. That's illegal. That's where the money went. That's where it went. Remember when Doge went into Treasury and they had to physically grapple with them to get into the payment system? This is why. Remember when we found out that fully from Doge, 22% of the payments were going to bank accounts where they just had a number, no name, no program. It doesn't match up to anything in the budget. This is why. They're being signed up in Democrat states at the local level. Now, let me tie it all together. Because folks, I don't want you to get mad. This is good news because we're doing something about it. This is what it takes to fight this. Two stories in the top 10 today. Take away nothing else from the show today. Take this away. Number one, 21 Democrat states are refusing to turn over their voter rolls. Why? When you sign up fraudulently for the welfare, they sign you up to vote. That's one of the stories. Trump administration is now suing them for the voter rolls. They're refusing to turn them over. Story number two, 21 Democrat states refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. Refusing. And the Trump administration saying, fine, we're not going to pay. We're not going to pay. We just won't pay for food stamps this month. Democrats are going to be screaming bloody murder, but they know what's on that list. Massive, 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 massive fraud. And if Trump doesn't pay, guess what? There's only one way out for these people. They don't have another way out. Going to have to take that free plane ticket and the $1,000 ahead back to their countries. They'll get hungry fast, and Democrats know it. That's where the civil war is right now. The civil war to replace American voters with the shadow nation Democrats imported. And folks, I got to tell you, it's looking good to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, get a jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I've been kind of bad today about seeing what's going on. I was just so much news today. I can barely keep it straight. Okay, and it has crashed out, unfortunately. Let's see. Okay. Trump accounts, yeah, a lot of people talking about this. Trump accounts, $1,000 in an account. Really cool, by the way, that we've got $6 billion donated potentially for that. $6.25 billion to fund Trump accounts for 25 million U.S. kids. Billionaire CEO of Dell Technologies told CNBC he first heard the idea of seeding the accounts from hedge fund manager Brad Gerstner, and this would be from kids for kids born in zip codes with median income is $150,000 or less. Okay. Thing number one, no federal money could go to this. We cannot print any more money. Thing number two, if we could eliminate Social Security somehow, start off with the $1,000 in seed money when you're born, right, which they've pledged. Start off with that and then make the Social Security payments into the account. It would be a game changer. You know what's so powerful about this? If you never made another payment into the account, worst case scenario, at the end of 40 years, you'd have $40,000 in it just from putting that $1,000 in when they're born, saying you can't touch it till you retire. Best case scenario, $630,000. Probably going to be somewhere in between. You never add to it again. You just put in an index fund or, you know, something that roughly tracks the stock market. It's the kind of thing that a country, really cool thing that a country could do if we weren't broke, but we're broke. So, yeah. But I got to tell you the power of accounts like this. My son has done some little things to make money and invested it. He and his dad love to invest together. It's their big thing that they do. Constantly strategizing, talking about companies. Sometimes they go right over my head because I'm like, what? I don't know. They get deep into it. Ratios and all that stuff. And my son loves it so much that he's opened one of those, like, he has his own account, like with his name on it. I mean, my husband obviously runs it, but he's got his own account, so he follows his own money. And he's like, just even the last couple of weeks, made some really hard decisions of, he's found some companies he really likes, and they're not ones my husband's invested in, but my son really thinks that he should invest in them. He thinks they're good. And he's also seen several other companies that he should have invested in a few years ago. My husband said, no, you're too young to pick that. You're only like 12. And those companies have gone gangbusters. So my husband's kind of in that phase now of going, okay, that, yes, there's some really good things about that company. There's some risk, but I'm gonna let you do it. I'm gonna let you take the risk. You're 15. And just seeing that interest compound, even in a short life, is so powerful. And I just, there's something very addicting to me about the idea of like, okay, put that $1,000 in an account. They can't touch it. Can't touch it till they're 18 or however we want to structure it in the future. So they have to watch it accrue and understand the incredible and awesome power of compounding interest. And most Americans don't experience it. They will, start saving for their retirement, a panic at 35. Well, you're not getting the full compound. And I say to my son, oh my gosh, look, you're 15. Even making investment decisions now that, you know, even making some mistakes, you'll learn for those. You won't believe what you'll have at 30. And you definitely won't. But you just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be a millionaire by the time you're 40. Easy. But we don't start them early. And that's what they're trying to do. They're saying, wow, this is, you know, just to be able to see that grow like that. And it would be awesome to get that money out of government control and Social Security, where it's basically wasted and pumped back into the market. So Trump accounts supposed to be for 25 million U.S. kids. We'll see how that goes. But I wish those kids could see what my son sees. And again, he's got that other dummy account where he pretends the money's in there. It's not really in there. And you invest it and then you watch and see how it does. And he's killed it in that account. And he's like, wow, if I just had real money. Yeah. And what does that make you want to do? Save money instead of spending it on stupid stuff and put it in the account. It's kind of addicting though when you're done with it. And you learn a lot about how the world works, too. It is the number one story right now in the nation, what everyone's talking about. By hits, clicks, and likes. What is he? National Guard shooter said he didn't do nothing. Some people did something. But it wasn't him. Pleads not guilty on all charges as the decision is made by the federal government to arm all Guard members in D.C. Yeah, they should all be armed. I mean, you're going into the equivalent of basically Fallujah. I mean, this is a Democrat stronghold. I'm not kidding. I mean, look, when you have 71 car rammings against ICE, 24 or 28, I can't remember which. We'll go with 24 to be safe. 24 car rammings against Customs and Border Patrol agents in Democrat strongholds. That's Fallujah, but that's Iraq. When you have cartel illegal immigrant shooters opening fire, trying to execute you, and then it turns out they're wanted for homicide in their home country. That happened the last couple of years. We should be armed. You can't send these kids in without arms. You can't. We should have never done that. I know we were trying to pacify the Democrats, but these people are crazy. These people are crazy. But back to the National Guard shooter. Why would you plead not guilty? Because your Democrat lawyers know one thing. A time is coming. They've looked at these DC juries. We had a guy who assaulted a Border Patrol agent. Jury said not guilty. Then we had two lunatics wanting to kill Donald Trump and making preparations for that. The grand jury said, we love it. Off they went. You look at that pattern. I'm serious, folks. I don't know if they can get a conviction in D.C. Remember, for murder, it takes an entire unanimous jury. This is a voter pool that voted over 90% for Kamala Harris. They're crazy. They're nuts. So this is the legal strategy. It's what I would do if I was a Democrat attorney. And I'm looking at the recent months where not only can we not get convictions, we can't get indictments out of this Democrat jury. You plead not guilty, deny the whole thing. They'll have some sob story about how he felt discriminated against. The jury will cry tears, not for his dead victim, but for him. And there is a possibility he'll walk. In fact, I'm not going to be convinced a Democrat jury will convict someone for killing a Trump troop in D.C. I got to see it to believe it. And that's the strategy his attorneys are using. It's what I would do. Is it a long shot? Yes. Is it within the realm of possibility? Absolutely. Because folks, if we don't get there on this case, and think about it, by the time we go to the actual trial here, it'll probably be a year and a half, 2 years from now. By the time we go to the trial here, it may be the norm in Democrat areas for Democrat juries to let off people who've rammed ICE agents, killed ICE agents, shot ICE agents, self-defense and all that. That may be the norm by the time we get there. That's the bet the attorneys are making. It's a good one. I'd make it too, knowing how insane the jury pool is. Have a great rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.